when it was 200 people.
Yeah, 200 people. And, well, those walnut trees, orange trees, and farming.
It was agricultural
here. Yes. And, like, people, on March the 19th, they always come and see the swallows.
Yes.
There's no swallows at the mission. Simple reason. I told them. I was born and raised here. We were sick and tired of them swallows. They're just birds. A nuisance. Simple reason. There were so many swallows. They had farming around the mission.
Yes.
Irrigation.
Mm-hmm.
Mud. Swallows, like fresh mud, fly right to eaves and build a nest.
Yes.
Now they have to fly away from the concrete asphalt, 2 miles away. By the time they get here, it's hardened. And before, they eat insects, little gnats,
mm-hmm.
like hummingbirds. You see a hummingbird flying back and forth, eating little gnats.
Yes.
Swallows it too. Now everybody sprays.
So.
And the woman in Capistrano right now, she says, I know all about swallows. She buy a bunch of ladybugs, put them in the roses. I said, I never seen a swallow go to the roses and eat bugs. Eat gnats up
in flight.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But
that's...
okay. Now, it was agricultural, and there were walnuts, there were oranges.
Oranges.
What else?
All kinds of vegetables.
Everything.
Farming, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh?
Okay.
In all the family, we used to know, we knew everybody. It's not like now. Gets a little dusk, a little dark. Come on, come on. We'd be playing till it got dark. They knew, my folk would know which house we'd be at. We're all together.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be eating supper with them.
Mm-hmm. So safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, in the neighborhoods, what were the houses like? The house that you remember is your main one growing up in childhood. Tell me about it.
They're still there.
Okay.
In Capistrano, it's an old wooden house.
Mm-hmm. How many bedrooms?
There was two.
Mm-hmm.
Two bedrooms.
Did you have porches? Was it that
no,
time?
Not have a, no.
No porches.
Didn't have a porch.
And how was it heated? And was it
electric? Wood stove. Okay. Wood, no electric.
No.
No gas. Wood stove.
Now
we used to go, the brothers would go, get some wood. Two brothers would saw the wood to a certain size. One would cut them in quarters. One would stack it up, one would take some of the firewood in a wooden crate next to the stove for next morning. My dad would get up early in the morning, start the fire early, warm up the house,
mm-hmm.
and we're cooking.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
At home, did you speak English usually, or half and half?
No, my folks, once in a while, he spoke Spanish.
Mm-hmm. But mostly English?
Yeah, mostly, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. And the electricity, and how about phones?
We didn't have phones.
No.
No, not garden, no. We communicate with smoke.
Sure.
When
you
did you first get a phone?
Mm.
I can hear you.
Huh? Yeah. If it did. I think so.
Sure.
Yeah.
You didn't need
when
one.
You got married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the 50s.
In the 50s.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you remember at what point did they name a street after your family name?
No. It's been there a long time. There's a Yorba Street, too, in Capistrano.
But somewhere along the line, they had to name the street.
Yeah, a long time, yeah. Yeah, when I was living there, it was Ramos Street.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was already Ramos Street
yeah.
when you lived there.
Mm-hmm. There's a, it's right in the Los Rios Street, the oldest street in California. Los Rios, then there's Ramos Street, Mission Street. Up in Los Rios Street,